stayed.
Really?
Stay wasn't having anything.
Okay.
You know.
I was hoping that Doja Cat woman would get there, because
also thought it was gonna get there. I think it was in, well, Doja Cat herself. I don't think woman's actually on our chart, but Doja Cat herself literally was wrecking everyone. In just the top 15, there were 4 Doja songs, right?
Yeah.
Never got to number 1 because Lil Nas X was like, hey, I'm going to dominate.
Yes.
And then obviously Justin Bieber also dominated at the VMAs as well. So that sort of kept Stay up there. But, you know, it can always change. But Stay definitely stayed while you were away for a bit.
Okay.
Mm,
so, can you tell us? Because, I mean,
about
4
today,
hours. 4 hours is a long time to wait for that one song.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what the number one song is. What I can tell you, Dem Music Tings, which is like our music news sort of thing, is all about T-Swizzle. I'm a massive T-Swizzle fan.
Can we talk about what's happening between the Instagram on, I think it's Joe or Nick Jonas's thing, the pizza emoji, the videos on TikTok.
You're blowing my mind.
The Easter eggs. Friend. Because the release date is what's being, and like... There's something's going to be happening with, which is the Jonas that's married to Sophie Turner?
Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas and might be doing, no. See, the speculation is in T-Swizzle world, and I'm not even a Swiftie, but I'm involved because I'm on TikTok all the time and I see this stuff. I'm sorry, I've just realized I asked you and I'm telling you stuff.
No,
I'm
you
so
must
sorry.
Tell. Bless me, please.
They think because she made a comment that said iconic and did a pizza slice, which is a little bit weird because she doesn't do that. And because there was this board that she was holding up and there was a pizza slice on the board. And then he posted that he posted on his Instagram that he was in New York, this place. And then she was at this other place, also in New York, that they're going to be doing a collaboration because of the freaking pizza slice.
College. I love that. I love like that. That's one thing I love about like together. American culture. They'll notice like 2 things and it'll just go viral.
But Taylor Swift is a freaking
She's a genius. But also she
knows what the people want.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna just drop an album. I'm going to make you look at Instagram, look at TikTok, go to this album, crack this code, find the crossword, and then I'm going to drop the album.
They're incredible. And I know, like, so things happen so fast in America. Like, you know, movie dates move around and that affects album dates being released. And they want a competitive edge here and here. So T-Swizzle is obviously releasing more and more music. And then the full album, 12th of
Taylor's
January,
version.
Apparently.
Taylor's version.
Yeah. So we're going to delve into the whole her first six albums and how she was pretty much robbed of her what she did. That's their music things. But I just love Taylor Swift. I mean, Wildest Dreams, Taylor's version, Wildest Dreams, has literally debuted at like 38 on Billboard. This is a song I'm talking from like 2011
no,
that
fans,
she sang
baby.
2
no,
weeks
baby,
ago.
But that's the fans.
I know, but what
that's
I'm saying
fans.
Is it's incredible to see that, you know, Taylor's version is Taylor's version. And that's
oh,
really
no, they'll,
cool,
the Swifties will come.
Oh, no, we
hard.
Will.
Yeah. Oh, we will. Beautiful.
That's pretty much it, yeah. That's
good
what
stuff.
We do.
If you are wanting to also just fill Nick in on some of the stuff, maybe I was wrong because I was just like rehashing. Trust, he'll eat that up. He's here waiting for it. Look at his face. Oh,
I'm so excited.
I'm
crying.
Dying for it. Okay, top 40 on 5.